Thank you for calling Arshad Fiber. My name is Farmi. May I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yes, my name is Carolyn Young, and I'm calling for, I would like the internet service.
Okay, yes, Ms. Young, I'll be more than happy to assist you with that today. Can I please have your address so I can look it up in the system?
Okay, my address is 155 Main Street, Community 155 Main Street, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay.
I live in that community housing in Saugerties, the senior place.
House. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me see. 155 Main Street.
Yeah, 155.
155.
Yes.
Okay.
Main Street, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay. And Ms. Young, what is your apartment number?
My apartment is 213.
Okay.
And I'm on the second floor.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me bring that up. All right, Ms. Young, and what speed are you interested in signing up for?
Yes. Do you know when they would come out and do it, or any, you know, anything like that? When they would do this?
So your that area has been in service since June of this year,
but okay.
Because you live in a building, we just have to make sure that we have all the permits and approval from your property management and your landlord.
Well, the management is, I can tell you who they are. I got them all written down.
Okay.
Let me get my, I got my book out here. Hold on.
Okay.
Because my daughter, Sherry Rappler, just got it, and she called me about it yesterday.
Does she live in the same building?
No. That's my daughter. She lives in Kingston.
Okay.
The management person there is, let me see, Matthew C. Hall.
Matthew C. Hall.
Yes, and I spoke to him yesterday, and he said, no, we can have that, long as not a satellite dish or any, like, wires or something going into the house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Yes, the Arshad Fiber reached out to them, and we'll, so they can confirm. Can you spell
Do you want their phone number, where I am, their office?
Their office, yes, please.
Okay, it's
845-247. Mm-hmm.
0612.
Okay. So
I don't know if you have to dial 1 or not for that. I don't know.
Oh, it's okay. No worries. Yes, we'll get in contact with them. I just want to confirm the number again, 845-247-0612.
That's Matthew, the management, yes.
Management. Matthew, and how do you spell his last name?
H-A-L-L.
H, I'm sorry, H?
A.
L-L.
Yes.
Okay, Matthew Hall.
Yes, Matthew, okay. He's got Matthew Hall, but we don't, you know, but that's what is Matthew Hall, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And all right, so I need to just, I'm going to ask you a few questions to do the sign up. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, and so, the most common speed that people are getting right now for the $69.99 is the 1 gig speed.
That's for a year, right?
That is for 2 years.
Oh, my daughter Tommy said it was for 1 year.
No, everybody has it. So if she just signed up, she should be okay for 2 years.
Oh, well, okay. So it's 2 years. And I definitely want it. But how much would this be a month?
We don't add any taxes or any fees to that price. Once you sign up for the service and you set up auto pay with your checking or savings account and pay.
I'm going to do a check. I write checks out.
Yes. So you will do it automatically from your bank account?
No, I send the check to you.
Okay, so it is If we don't have auto pay set up on the account, then the price is $79.99.
All right. So if I have order pay, you take that out automatically?
We take it out
So my bank will
automatically.
take that, or that'll take, and how do I do that? Do I have to do anything with that or?
Yes, well, towards the end of when I'm signing you up, towards the end is going to ask you if you want to sign up for auto pay, and then if you have your checking account information, then I'll enter that for you. If you
Well,
don't have.
I have my checking right here. I got my bank book right here.
Okay, so let me just get some information that I need from you, and then when we get to that part, I ask you for the bank account information, okay?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Mrs. Young, we also offer phone services. Is that something that
No,
you'd be interested?
I just want the internet service. That's all I want, nothing else.
Okay, perfect. Once I just want to confirm that the address of service will be 155 Main Street, apartment 213 in Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And this is a rental, correct? Okay, let me enter Matthew's information here.
Okay.
Matthew Hall. And his number is 845-247-0612. Okay. Okay. And your billing address is the same as your service address, right?
Pardon me?
Your billing address, where they send you the bills, is the same as the
Yes,
service address.
155 Main Street.
Okay, thank you so much. And the name
Yeah.
on the account is going to be under your name, Carolyn.
It's Carolyn, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you. And
You're
the
welcome.
last name, Young.
Yes, Young.
Thank you. Can I have an email address for you, Ms. Young?
No, I don't have a computer. I
Okay.
don't have a computer. I have a cell phone, but I don't. I have a cell phone, but I don't have a computer. But I only use my cell phone when I have to, call out or somebody calls me. I don't
Okay.
do email and I don't text because I'm 80 years old and I don't know all that.
I understand. So, Ms. Young, for us to do for the service, we need an email address to connect the internet to. And would you be if you don't have an email address, would you be able to ask your daughter? Maybe you can use her. Well, I'm not sure if her
Yeah,
email.
I can answer too. I'm sure she would.
Okay.
I can give you her address if you want. I'm not gonna mind.
An email address. Okay, just want to make sure that that's not the same one that she's using for her account, because we cannot have we use the same email for two
Well,
different accounts.
I don't have any email. I don't do that.
Okay. So because we would need an email account for the service.
Well, I know she's working today, but can I call her and she can get in touch with you and give it to you?
I won't be able to finish the order unless I have that email address. Once she has that information, she can you guys can call us and we can finish the order.
I mean, I have her address and phone number, but I don't know about the email thing,
Yes,
But I do have her
I would
phone
just
number here.
need yeah, I would just need the email address.
Oh, well, I'll have to check with her. I think she's got email. I don't know. I don't have a computer and I don't want one, like I said, because I'm 80 years old and I don't need it.
Yes,
And
no, I understand. It's just that they need the email address to be able to connect the Wi-Fi, to give you
Oh.
the service for the Wi-Fi. That's why they need that email, an email.
All right. Well, if I can, well, I know she's working, but if I can call her today and call you back to give it to you, or have her call you, would that be okay?
Yes, that'd be okay. So I'm not gonna finish the order today. I mean
Okay.
right now. So to wait for when you have that email address.
All right, now do you need anything else while I'm on the phone?
So no, so I won't be able to.
And I do go, and my bank is Sawyer Savings in
All right, I won't take any bank information yet because we need to do finish the order first. So I'm not okay.
Yeah. So if I can hold my daughter.
Yes.
And.
Mhm.
You know, and she calls you.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you her email address, and that'll be okay.
Yes. So make
okay.
sure that. The email address that she's giving us for your account cannot be the one that she's using right now for her account. It needs to be a different one. Maybe she can create you one, just for the service. You don't need to use it. You don't have to go in and check your emails. We just need an email account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Because I don't understand all this stuff. That's, that I didn't think it was going to be this hard to do.
I know. I completely understand.
It should make it easy for us because, I don't have computers and people don't have them, and they live in a senior place. Some of them might have them, but I don't know nothing about a computer, and I don't want one because I don't trust them,
mm-hmm.
Number one.
I understand. I understand, Mrs. Young. So we will wait for your daughter to have that information for us to finish the order.
All right. So you just need an email address from my daughter.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, the email address from your daughter. That's not the one that she's using for her account with us.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right,
yep.
Mrs. Young.
I'll call you back when I get a hold of her.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, Mrs. Young, thank you so much for calling our Star 5. You have a great day, and then I'll speak to you later, okay?
I'm
sorry?
How long, what are your hours when I call?
Okay, so I'm here today until 4:30. But if anybody else calls, they're able to take your information down as well and complete the order. We have hours of operation until 10 p.m. today.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you
very much. And have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.